Now, live and uncensored, bringing you proven, powerful sales techniques. The Ryan Taft Experience.
Well, I guarantee you two things. Number one, you're going to get something out of this today that you'll be able to take back and implement immediately to make more money. If you're interested in making more money, put your hands up and say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Alrighty then. Number two is that I'm going to entertain you today. How many are excited about that? Let me see a show of hands. I didn't even have to ask for the woo on that one. They just gave it to me. Good times. Well, there's a couple of things I just want to get out of the way, because I know if I don't answer these couple of questions right up front, you will be totally distracted for the rest of the presentation and you won't get anything out of it. I've learned this through experience. So I have to get these out of the way simply so you can focus now and concentrate more on what we're going to be talking about. So to answer the first question, yes, number one, I do still get carded. And number two, yeah, I like dating taller women. I don't have much of a choice. So now that we've gotten those two out of the way, we can get down to business. How many are excited about that? Let me hear you. Okay, good deal, good deal. Just to give you a little bit of feedback about how I present, I give more when you give more. So when you're feeding back to me, I will give 10 times the energy. How many are okay with that? How many of you realize that I've gotten you to say yes to me about 10 times in the first 3 minutes of my presentation? How many of you just went, do what? We're going to talk about how to be more persuasive. There's a lot of things we're going to learn today, and I want to kind of roll through some of those. But there's a couple of things right off the bat. Number one, we're going to talk about how to be more persuasive. Sales is not just sitting there and going, you want cheese with that? You know, it's about finding a need and filling that need. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the difference between a loser mentality, or what I call victim mentality. I call them pretty much the same exact thing, and a winner's mentality. How many of you believe you're a winner? If your hand's not up, you're in the wrong room, folks. We're going to talk a little bit about subconscious selling strategies. We talked a little bit earlier about how to sell against the competition without hammering them. You know, you don't necessarily want to have your customer in and say, oh, you went over to Beezer. Well, they really suck. That's not good. You don't want to do that. Yet, you can say, have you ever been anywhere where you just didn't really feel like you were treated right and now you do?
Yes.
There. How many of you went through Customer Communication 101? Let me see them. Who went through Customer Communication 101? If you don't know what that is, you should probably sign up for it. It's a really, really good course. We're going to talk a little bit about that. A couple other things. We're going to talk about some of the reasons why you may not be getting the results that you're looking for. You know the definition of insanity, keep doing the same thing over and over, yada, yada, you get the same results. We're going to talk about how to look at your presentation and how to establish whether or not the things that you're doing are effective, and how to judge whether or not they're effective based off of the results that you're currently getting. Now, I know that your guys' market is shifting, so earlier we talked a little bit about how things are going to need to change a little bit in our presentations in order to be more effective, and I have a couple of beliefs about what does need to change. I'm going to spend a lot of time on how to, and instead of going from no to yes, because you know a lot of trainers get up and they talk about how to go from no to yes, what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk to you guys about how to go from no to 131 yeses. How many are interested in that?
Yes.
Awesome. That's what, 12 for me? Okay. We're going to talk about how to close. And what that really looks like, and it's not just, so what'd you think? Did you like one of them? No, we're not going to do that. We're going to talk about how to actually effectively close and the differences between those. I'm going to cover the biggest mistakes made in structured selling. And then last thing, if you like this one, who's interested in that?
Right.
Let me hear you. Who wants to make some more money? All right. Okay, cool. Now, I know one thing's for sure. My belief is that change happens with thought. And what I mean by that is a lot of people focus on what they're doing as opposed to how they're thinking. And if your thinking doesn't change, your doing isn't going to have much results. Maybe short term, and in the long term, not really effective. So I'm going to spend the first part of this talking about mindset. I will tell you the average amount of notes in a 2-hour presentation for me is about 11 to 15 pages. So write small, get your pen out, because you're going to need it, and we're going to talk about a couple of different things. Liz is like, I got mine down. So here's the first thing I want you to write down. Your body moves towards your most dominant thoughts. What does that mean? Well, here's another way of putting on it. You're going to get what you're looking for. you're going to get exactly what you're looking for. How many of you have ever met somebody that just bad stuff happens to them all the time? I mean, it's just like that. Cloud follows them around, and anybody know anybody like this? How many of you have a brother or sister? Okay. How many of you, your brother or sister, are totally opposite than you? I'm not going to pick on my brother. I love my brother. He's great. We're just different, that's all. We used to not understand what that was, yet we are different. I do want to talk about how your thoughts control your life and how that really affects you, because right now there are certain beliefs that some of you hold that are very empowering. There are some beliefs you might be holding on to, though, that are limiting you. So we're going to talk a little bit about how the words that you use affect you and how your thinking does, too. So there's a couple things I want to get into here real quick. I want to talk a little bit about how your mind works, first off, because when you understand how it works, you can change it. Number one, we think in pictures. If I say, think of a picture of your car, you think of a picture of your car. If I say, think of a picture of your parents, a picture automatically comes to the screen of your mind. If I say, think of a picture of your cat or your dog, another picture. If I say, think of a picture of me, some of you go, he's a stud. At least that's the belief I'm holding. And my beliefs are true for me. So you have two minds. You have a conscious mind and you have a subconscious mind. Your conscious mind is the mind that you're listening to me with right now that's determining whether the information I'm giving to you is accurate for you or not. It's basically your filter. It's going, yep, that's good. That's a bunch of crap. I like that. I ain't listening to that. It's your filter, right? Your subconscious mind, on the other hand, is merely a computer. It doesn't judge. It merely accepts whatever is put into it. So there's a couple of things that you need to know about this. By the time you're 8 years old, you have a ton of programs that are already locked in that drive the decisions that you make, which for some of us is very good, and for some of us is like, oh God, right? So when those programs come in, what are some of those programs you think that have been locked in by the time we're 8?
Breathing.
How to breathe, yeah, that's a good one. It's so repetitious, though. I mean, over and over. Jesus.
I'm a good person. I'm a good kid. Or I'm good at sports.
I'm good at sports. Okay, good. What else?
I want to please people. I want to please my parents.
Okay. Wanting to please people, be a helper. What else?
Wanting to win.
She's not competitive. I want to win! Damn it! Yes. Okay, good.
Working hard.
Work hard. Okay. What are some of the negative ones?
Bad seed.
Don't trust anyone? Anyone else? Kids are meant to be seen but not heard. So shut up. Right? Okay. Yeah, Liz.
How to be a victim.
How to be a victim. Ooh, I think the concept of modeling comes in there.
Not me, but I mean a lot of people.
If you know Liz, Liz is far from a victim. She's like, I am anything but a victim. Too funny. How many of you know there's things that people do that they shouldn't do, yet they do them anyways? How many of you know that? Right? And there's things that we do, maybe not this extreme, but there's things that we do that you say, I know I shouldn't do that, and then you go do it. I know I shouldn't do that, but I do it anyways. Right? How many of you know what the word procrastination is? Right? There's a few things in that are operating programs, and I want to talk about those in relation to not just sales, but if I can give you something today that you can walk away from that will affect your life completely, how many of you would be okay with that if I gave that to you today, that gift? Awesome. This side of the room was kind of like, I don't know if we want that gift. We're doing pretty good. This side of the room is like, yes, we need improvement right here. Awesome. So what happens is there was a couple, if you noticed, when people said this, they used the word I am. In front of a couple of those statements. I am loved. I am nurtured. I am not a victim. I am X, Y, and Z. The words that you use in talking to yourself create your beliefs. And when you have those beliefs, you start to search out for the validation of that to be true. It's kind of like when you buy a new car. I just bought I bought a 350Z Roadster, right? And now I see them everywhere because I'm fully focused and aware of it. How many of you have done that with a new car? You're like, right? So you might have some programs, and what I'm going to challenge you today is as we go through the structured selling process, is I want you to think about what your current beliefs are about structured selling. And by the time we're done with this, you're going to start implementing these steps, and you'll see results. You'll absolutely see results. So some people have beliefs like, I'm stupid, I'm fat, I'm bad at this, I'm not good with that, I'm not good with people. Oh, you ever heard anyone say this? Like you tell them what you do for a living, they go, I could never sell. They're right, because that's their belief. It all starts with that. They need to start changing their words. It starts with the words. So the question is, how do you change the past? Number one, you have to realize what your current programs are. And like I said, we're going to start off each section with what are your beliefs about establishing relationships? What are your beliefs about investigation? What are your beliefs about all of these different types of things? And when you figure what those are, now we can start to change them. Okay? A couple other things. You have to guard yourself from anything that doesn't serve you. If anybody in here, where's Maria? Maria knows this for a fact. I will not hang around anybody who does not enhance my life in one way or another. If someone brings me down, what do? Walk away. Get the heck away from me. I don't read the newspaper because I can't remember the last time I read the newspaper and thought, man, life is good. I just can't remember it. It's all about all the bad things. I figure if it gets bad enough, someone will come knock on my door and tell me, hey, dude, something's going on here. It's a waste of my time. Does anybody in here know what the term SNIOP is? Who knows it? SNIOP. Susceptible to the negative influences of other people. Do not be susceptible to the negative influences of other people. If someone is talking to you, I talked about I am statements, I am this, I am that. Well, there are alternative programming statements which are you are. Like, you know how when you're driving you always get mad? That's a programming statement. And if she says, yeah, she may have never gotten pissed off in her life driving, but you know what, I just planted a seed. She's going to get in the car and someone's going to be like, cut her off. She'll be like, right? If you've ever talked to me in a conversation and you've used you are statements and it wasn't a positive program to me, I have no problem saying, actually, that's not true for me. Because I will not accept negative programming. You got to be very careful as to what programs are being programmed into you in your subconscious mind on a regular basis. Commercials do this stuff all the time, guys. All the time. Henceforth, I don't watch a lot of TV. So you have to identify what those look like, and then you have to start some positive input. Who knows what the term GIGO is? Garbage in, garbage out. What you put in is what you're going to get out. I had a conversation with a friend of mine, and the question had come up, because I believe there's three things, and you might want to write this down. There's three things that will change who you are today to who you'll become in the next 5 years. Three things. Number one is the people you associate with. That's the first thing. Look around at who you hang out with, and I'll tell you what, that's pretty much where you're going to be. About 10 years ago, I was in a rock and roll band with dyed black hair down to here, three earrings in my left ear, two earrings in my right, stretch pants, leopard shoes, and a motorcycle jacket, and damn, I look good. Some of you are going, you got to be kidding me. Well, some of you have seen the picture. I know Maria has. I just thought I was so cool. Yeah, I'm a drummer. Of course, we totally sucked, so yeah, I don't know what I was thinking. In any event, I looked around at the people that I was hanging out with, and I had a revelation, actually. I was sitting at a bar, and we were about to go on stage, and one of the other guys in another band, who was exactly 10 years older than me, was sitting at the other end of the bar, having the same exact drink as I was. And I looked down at him, and he looked at me, and he had the worst horrible posture in the world, and he was sipping on his drink. And I looked at him, and I went, holy mother, that's going to be me in 10 years if I don't do something different. How many of you ever had a revelation like that, right? And so I decided to do something about it. I decided to change it. And I realized that garbage in, garbage out. So that number one is who you hang out with. Number two is, that will affect your life in the next 5 years, is what you read. What you read. If you're not reading positive stuff on a regular basis, you're missing a huge opportunity for growth. Huge, huge opportunity for growth. Do you guys have a sales library or anything like that? It's an idea, sales library, books, positive input. And then the third thing that will affect who you are in the next 5 years is what you listen to. Now, I think Howard Stern's very funny, and I do listen to that every once in a while, yet more often than not, you'll hear Tony Robbins in my CD player. My iPod has more self-help stuff than anything on it. I just have to listen to stuff that will keep me going. So let's say you have a goal, and I use losing weight because it seems to be, especially right around the holidays and New Year's, a very hot topic. I won't ask for any stories on this. But it does seem to be a very hot topic. And so let's say your goal is to lose weight, right? So what do you think the first thing most people do is? Diet, what else? Gym membership. What else? Skip breakfast, don't eat, right? Okay, good, these are good. So there's a couple of things that happen. Maybe you have the belief, the subconscious program, that I'm just fat, but you want to lose weight. So you take certain actions, like you guys just talked about. Maybe you go to the gym, you eat differently, or you don't eat at all, which is exactly what you guys just said. That's going to produce certain results for you, right? It's not going to produce fat results is what it's going to produce, because your thought mindset is that you're fat. It's kind of like this. You go to the gym, and you see people do this. Like, I remember I went to the gym, like, January 3rd, and what's the gym like on January 3rd? You can't get on a friggin' machine anywhere because everybody and their mother's in there working out, right? Because they've got the goal, the New Year's resolution to work out. Those of you that are laughing have that New Year's resolution, apparently. And so they go, and what happens right around January 22nd? The tumbleweed is blowing through the gym, and it's completely empty, right? So that's because they go do their workout, they go do the workout, and they look in the mirror and go, God, I'm fat! So they've still got the same program in their mind. Well, that doesn't work too well. So here, Albert Einstein said, imagination is more powerful than knowledge, which tells me that thinking in pictures and creating the pictures in your mind the way you want life to be is more powerful than knowing. That's how he developed the theory of relativity. He actually sat there and imagined what it would be like to be on the end of a beam of light. So imagination is more powerful than knowledge, and of course, my saying, as you guys know, is your body moves towards its most dominant thought. So basically, every once in a while, you need a checkup from the neck up to figure out where your thinking's at, because if your thinking's off, you're going to automatically move towards that. It's impossible to have a thought without a physical reaction or response from that thought. And if you doubt this, here's what I challenge you to do. Go home, not right now. Some of you are like, oh, cool. When you go home later, take a piece of string or thread and tie it to some keys or a heavy ring or something like that and make a little pendulum out of it. Take that pendulum, put it straight out in front of you, and put it about an inch above your other hand. And just hold it there. And don't move your arm. Envision it in your mind swinging from side to side. Really picture it. And after a couple of seconds or minutes, you'll notice it'll start to swing side to side because you envisioned it, because the mind controls the body. And what that proves to me is that whatever your thoughts are is what you're moving towards. Your mind, your body moves towards its most dominant thoughts. Pretty cool. Pretty cool stuff. So I started to really look at what my thought processes were. And even if it wasn't true, if the mind controls the body, could I trick myself into moving into a certain direction? Yeah, you sure can. It's about visualization. How many of you ever read the book Think and Grow Rich? Let me see a show of hands. Anyone? Not enough of you. Homework assignment. Write it down. Go read Think and Grow Rich. Especially page 36. Napoleon Hill. He was commissioned by Andrew Carnegie back in the 20s to go figure out what made a millionaire a millionaire. And he interviewed people for 20 years and came up with a manuscript called The Law of Success. And in that was everything that he found in those 20 years that made a millionaire a millionaire. How many of you guessed that in that time he himself became a millionaire? Right? Well, it all came down to one sentence that summed up his 20-year research. And the one sentence was, what the mind of a man can conceive and believe, he can achieve. That was it. It's amazing, absolutely amazing. So when you plant the image, you create the image of what it is you want to have happen, you see it as though it already happened, and you repeat it over and over and over and over, your body starts to do different things, you start to attract different things into your life, and you start to get new results, which is what everyone usually wants. How many of you would be satisfied if you just got the same results you'd always gotten and never progressed in your life? How many of you would be excited? So here's the danger, though, because just like at New Year's when we get these new resolutions, here's what happens. You start off with this new program of I'm going to do this differently or I'm going to have this happen. Well, it's kind of like an air conditioner. Let's say we program the thermostat back there to 75 degrees. What happens when the room heats up to 78? What does the thermostat do? It turns on and cools it back down to 75, right? It's the same exact thing you see here. Maybe you have a new program of, I'm going to lose weight, or I'm going to make X amount of money, or I'm going to do this differently. So you start that, and you start doing and thinking differently, and your past program kicks in and tries to regulate you because of your current results and your current thinking. The key to get past this barrier here is that visualization. Keep telling yourself and keep visualizing it and don't give it up. I'm not gonna kid you guys. It's not the easiest process in the entire world. That past programming is tough, or at least it used to be. So these are a couple of things. So here's the key: the man or the woman who can learn the art of thought will receive the gift or the curse of whatever it is that they're thinking about. So if you're thinking things are bad, guess what? They're going to be bad. Let's say that this piece of paper represents everything that's bad in my life. Would you do me a favor, Tony? Would you hold that up for me? Just hold it up. Now, let's say that represents everything that's bad in my life. What do I see? Everything that's bad in my life, because it's what I'm focused on. Therefore, is my life good or bad?
Bad.
Let's say I take a step back and I see everything beyond it. Do I see everything that's good now? Yeah, I sure do. My focus has changed. You can put that down, thanks. Give her a hand. She held up a piece of paper. That's not easy to do in this room. So you have to learn the art of controlling the amount of words that come in your mind. There's about 1,500 words per minute that race through your mind. How many of you have ever had a random thought? Not this group. Never. My belief about sales is so funny because I'm your typical salesperson. I'm distracted by bright lights and shiny noises. Shiny noises? Whatever. You know, I'm like, whoo, what's that? Oh, over there. Actually, it's kind of funny because on the KBU team, they make fun of me for it all the time. But you have to be able to do that. And to grasp your mind around that concept, that can be a little scary. Can drive you a little nuts. Although, don't let it, because there is light at the end of the tunnel. Write this down. PP plus CA equals UP. What the heck does that mean? PP plus CA equals UP. And it stands for positive programming plus consistent action equals unlimited possibilities. Positive programming plus consistent action equals unlimited possibilities. The key to this one for me is really action. Consistent action. The people who go to the gym and end up giving up after just a couple of weeks do not implement consistent action and consistent thought processes and consistent programming. You could positive think yourself to death. You could walk out into your garden tomorrow and look at all the weeds and go, there's no weeds, there's no weeds, there's no weeds. Well, that's a bunch of bull. There's right there. You have to act on it, right? So you have to do, you have to do. So the whole point of what we're doing here today isn't just to talk to you guys and get you to just listen to what we have to say. It's for you to do. None of this means anything without action. That's why we're doing the action planning sessions. That's why we're going through this.